Hey guys, welcome back to Student Speak Up Podcast. This week we're introducing our new series called Hashtag Growing Up in the 2000s. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Keenan.
And today our topic is toys.
So the first toy we have is the Razor Scooter. And this was pretty much, I'll explain it. So it's like it's a metal scooter. It's practically just like a metal scooter. It's like twisty at the top. I don't really know. I've never seen any other type of scooter, but...
Yeah, they're every kid's way of getting around the neighborhood. Like, every kid had one, yeah. And that's how you'd go out with your friends, and you would ride your Razor scooters to each other's houses.
Yeah, they, like, I don't know, everybody in the neighborhood had one, though, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so whenever you would drive up to your neighbor's house and there's a bunch of kids already there, you'd see all the Razor scooters kind of parked in one little area.
Yeah.
And, like, you could kind of tell which one was yours by, like, the color of the handlebars because they came in different colors. Also, I put some stickers on mine because mine was blue, and blue was kind of a typical color.
Yeah.
So I tried to cover up, like, make mine more unique by putting stickers on it so I could tell mine from my neighbors.
I had a red one. I actually went to my beach and... Ours is at the beach house. Like, I went to the beach this weekend, and it's at the beach house. It's really small, but I don't know why we have it, but who knows? It's kind of random.
Another fun memory I had was if your friend came over from, like, their house, they wasn't your neighbor, and they lived far away, then you would still want to go with your Razor scooters to your neighbor's house. But you would have to, like, double ride. Like, one person would get in the front. Normally, you'd get in the front if it wasn't your scooter, because if you're in the back, you had the most control.
Yeah.
And so I remember I would always, if you came over to my house, you were getting in the front. You're not allowed to steal my spot. And then I would take them over to wherever we were going.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me. Across the street from my house, it's, like, an old couple's, like, they have a big yard and, like, a big driveway, and everyone would, like, bring their bikes and their Razor scooters, and we did this thing. It was called the airport. It was kind of weird, but it was, like, we had a bunch of different countries, and we attached rope to the Razor scooters, and we attached all the Razor scooters together, and you had to call the taxi to go from each part of the yard to the other part, and so we would double ride. We would just attach them all, and it'd be, like, a little train. It was kind of funny.
But the worst thing about Razor scooters, this happened all the time, is when you're, like, going over, like, a bump or something, because I have this really big bump in my yard, or if you're going down a hill really fast, you would, like, spin around really fast and hit you in the ankle.
Yeah, because it's metal, and it really hurts.
It's, like, in metal, so if it's going fast, it would, like, I don't think it ever really cut me, but it would, like, leave bruises.
Yeah, because, like, your shins and, like, your ankles are really sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad, if I left my bike or my Razor scooter in the driveway to, like, teach me a lesson, he would run over it. So I had multiple, and I would, like, ask for them, and then I don't even know. But I've gotten a couple, but my dad ran over, like, two of them because I left them in the yard because all my friends came over and want to, like, walk the 10 feet to put it away. So my dad ran over it. He also ran over my bike on accident, but he did run over my Razor scooters.
I bet your mom was mad because she kept having to buy you new
Razor
scooters.
Yeah, my mom kept having to buy me new Razor scooters, and my dad was like, it'll teach her a lesson, except I would still leave it in the driveway. It's kind of funny. But the next topic we have are Webkinz. So everybody, like, I loved my Webkinz because I love stuffed animals. I think just everybody loves stuffed animals. Well, Webkinz were the best because you buy them, and they come with a little tag, and you go on this website, and you could play, like, a virtual, like, game with your Webkinz. So it was, like, it showed your Webkin on the game, and you got to, like, build a house for them. It was really awesome. But it was actually really cool. And everybody had those. Like, it's just the coolest thing ever. I don't even know.
I remember I always saw my brother playing, like, the game, and he had this really cool house, and whenever I would get on, my house was not as good. And I would always be really mad. I was like, wait, where's this room? And he'd be like, oh, you don't have that room yet, or something. Like, it made me really, really angry.
Yeah, I used to love cats, so I had a cat Webkin, and I also like giving my stuffed animals haircuts, so it had, like, string on it, kind of.
Oh,
so
I had one
cut
like
it,
that.
And I put Band-Aids all over it, and I colored on it. I probably still have it, but the hair is really short, and I looked up a picture, and the hair is supposed to be a lot longer, and I don't remember it being that long, because I just cut it when I got it for something. But I loved cats, and his name was Magenta, because I was obsessed with cats and Magenta. Kind of random things, but I loved cats and Magenta.
My grandma gave me an iguana one, and it was really weird. I don't know why she got me an iguana. I was kind of disappointed. Yeah. But then she said, no, you have to keep it at my house. And the next time I came over with my brother, and she told me it had gone on a vacation to Italy.
Does she have a dog?
It made me really angry. So the next couple times I come over there, she would just tell me it was gone. And it made me so mad.
She probably lost it.
No, and then once my brother came over, again, then she had one for him and one for me. So I figured out later that she felt bad because she didn't get my brother one. But I got really mad. And then she also bought it a little hat, so it looked like it had come from Italy.
She bought it a hat?
So that made me really mad because...
That's really funny. So she got your webkin in a hat to make it look like it's from Italy?
Yeah, and she put it in, a wagon, and she goes, oh my gosh, look who came back to visit.
How old were you?
5 or 6.
That's really funny. I had a duck thing. Duck or...
I had a frog.
I think it was a duck. Yeah, it's a duck. But I didn't really like that as much because it wasn't a cat, and I loved cats.
Yeah.
But... We also have the rainbow loom.
Oh, I was really great at rainbow loom.
I was okay at rainbow looming, but you were great.
Rainbow loom is this little, there's these tiny rubber bands that you would have, and it was this little loom that had these clear pegs sticking out, and you would set up the bands a certain way, and then you would fold them over each other.
Yeah, you would take a little hook and pull them through the rubber band, so it would make a bracelet or whatever.
To make jewelry or whatever you're trying to accomplish. And those little rubber bands were so annoying because they were really hard to handle. Even if you had little fingers, it would be really difficult to use them. And also, if you were hooking them and you let go of one band...
It would just completely fall apart.
That one band would get messed up and you'd have to re-loom the entire thing you had started. And if it was a hard bracelet, then that would take 20 minutes to redo.
Yeah, because there are some types that are really, really hard to make, really fancy bracelets. It's a bunch connected.
Yeah.
I was never that good at rainbow loom.
I remember at school when they got really popular. Well, I got one for Christmas and nobody had one, and they became really popular.
I got mine for Easter.
Yeah. Became super popular and everyone had them. But I remember at school, you weren't allowed to trade anything in elementary school. I don't know why. You weren't allowed to sell anything or trade anything or, even trade, a snack at lunch.
Yeah, did not want us
So at recess, I remember you would always have your bracelets, and it would just look like you had your bracelets, but you always wanted to have, a different type that your friend had, or if they had a different color that you didn't have.
Yeah,
then you would go...
Clear rubber bands or
you
something.
You would go to, this hill, and you would go down, and you would trade to make sure the teachers wouldn't see you. I'm pretty sure they all knew.
Yeah.
It was just funny to think. It's funny now to think that we thought we were so sneaky.
Yeah. I was I got it for Easter. And it took me, 3 hours to figure out how to do it. And the first bracelet I made, I was at my grandparents' house. The first bracelet I made, it was just, the basic one. And it was pink and black. And I was so proud of it. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was the coolest thing ever.
I remember the first one I made, I kept dropping bands off of it. So it ended up being, 2 inches long.
Mine wasn't that long. I kind of got tired of it. But I remember the fishtail ones were kind of hard to make. They took a while. But I have one that's really, really long. I was trying to make a jump rope. It's not jump rope size, but it's super long. It's magenta and white. But it's really long, and I still have it. It's kind of funny.
I went really, really hardcore for a while with my rainbow loom. And I ended up making all these, stuffed animals and huge
things. They were huge.
Things.
They were, 3D, giant.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
And I only had one, rainbow loom. Most of them, you had to have, 7 looms to make that kind of thing. I did it with one. It was really, really weird.
You just, look it up on YouTube and do it.
Okay, well, that's all we have for you guys today for this podcast.
See you next time.
See you next time
on hashtag growing up in the 2000s. 2000s.